Blog Talk Radio.
Kennedy, you already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is T.O. and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
Question: if you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords, but the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean, man. How y'all doing? Class in session. We got a good show for y'all today. We got this, okay? If y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. If you want to call in, you can call in at 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number to call in. Just want to welcome you all to the show. Give me all a shout out and everything. We got a lot to talk about and a lot to discuss and everything. So, let's see here. We'll get into that. Okay. Guys, don't forget tomorrow, we are going to talk about the Netflix show tomorrow with my boy EO. We're going to do a show on that around 7 or 8 o'clock East. So make sure y'all can check that out. And we'll keep it going, man. But I hope all is well with everybody. Hope y'all doing good. Get y'all crayons out. We have a very, very good show for you today because we want to talk about something that, again, nobody talks about, but we want to make sure we're the ones that talk about it. And it is a drug. It is a potent drug that you could have, and we're going to be talking about that. And so many guys, since they've been trying pick up in the early to late mid-90s to the late 90s, to early 2000s, everybody's always been trying to find a way to connect with a woman on a sexual level to get her to want to be with him. And they've always been targeting the wrong places. They've always been targeting tricks, gimmicks, lies, and manipulation to try to deceive and manipulate women into having sex. But why is it, even before the internet and before computers, why is it that certain men knew how to touch women in a certain way where women begin to invest into the man, where women begin to see that the man doesn't have to buy dinners, he doesn't have to buy drinks, he doesn't have to bend over backwards to talk to a woman? And so many people out there are always looking and always trying to find a way to cheat the game. But I learned a long time ago that you don't need to cheat the game. You just need to create the game for yourself. Most guys don't understand how dangerous you can be when you show women that you are an original, that you are totally different from all the other guys out there. Gentlemen, if you have a question, put a Q in the chat. If y'all want to call in, y'all can. 515-605-9373 is the number. But this is what we're going to be talking about today, because like I said before, nobody talks about what we're going to be talking about today, because what a lot of you guys have today, when you look at yakology, because nobody even uses the term except me, spitting yak, putting flavor in their ear. Everybody's looking for things outside yourself to be able to communicate yourself to the woman. And like I say, even since the pickup days of the pickup artists, they would always try to utilize things outside of yourself that took you away from yourself. We are the only ones that talk about your fingerprint, telling you you're the only one of your kind. We're the only ones that talk about this. The reason why we talk about it is because it's important for all you young men to understand that there's a way that you guys, when with the right teaching, to be able to cultivate your mouthpiece to get women. Yes, that's what we're talking about, Don. Absolutely. They don't know. A lot of people don't know about that. Yakology. Now, yakology is going to be coming soon, but I do want to let y'all guys know as an announcement. Guys, y'all know August is the birthday month. So you guys know a month from now, the birthday discounts drop all month long in August. You know that we do it in August. We do it in December. So August, birthday discounts all month long in August. Just letting y'all know in July ahead of time. But getting back to what I'm saying, and to a lot of you guys out there, a lot of young men have always been in a situation where they always have tried to reach for the right thing to say to a woman and the right time to say to a woman. But what we're going to do today is we're going to give you a taste and an idea of how the game works when you can cultivate and create your own mouthpiece. Your own mouthpiece to speak to a woman the way you want to. And I want to give y'all guys an example, because I have a client that did exactly that. Even though he took one of my things, but he did this with three different women. He began to learn how to utilize himself, his sexuality. But before I get into that, let me finish saying what I want to say to y'all guys so y'all can understand where I'm coming from, okay? Yes, Man Mindset discounts in August, yes. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen. Most of your lives, everyone listening to me, most of your lives, since you either been on YouTube or you've been trying to chase the ghosts of how to talk to women, most of you guys have got even more confused because you're so busy trying to go outside of yourself and trying to learn what people are trying to push on you versus showing you how to access information. You don't have too many men on and in these sectors that do that. You have, you know, EO, Lucario, you got Miles, Kay Zagan, 1950, you got and Rosebud. You have men out there that's forcing you to learn more about yourself. And the more you learn about yourself is the more that you can create, craft, and cultivate your mouthpiece so you're not like everybody else. And it takes places like this to show you and guide you and help you along to show you that, listen, getting the woman is not the hard thing. And a lot of people feel like it's hard to get women. And a lot of people feel like that because I don't know myself, I can't talk to women. I'm not good with women. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to text. I don't know what to talk. And I don't know how to do these things. But what I want to do is I want to do a show to talk about the drug. See, the most dangerous man in the game is the one that not only can spit flavor in a woman's ear, but he can create certain things in that woman to draw her back to him like it is a drug. And I've always told you guys all the time, I don't want her to like me. I don't want her fucking friendship. I don't want her to be attracted to me. Hell, I don't even want her to love me because that is beneath what I'm trying to get you guys to see. There are things that are deeper in the game that you guys don't understand. And it's the drug of you that makes yourself a habit and an addiction where you will never, ever, ever be you'll never, ever be away from that woman on a mental level. You will always have a place deep in her mind that attaches yourself to the game, okay? Bernie, the discounts, Bernie, for the members are much cheaper than the discounts of the regular ones. So y'all get another one. You'll get a better discount. All the memberships, y'all get one. Almost done. The sex membership will be dropping pretty soon. Not yet, but we're working on that. So just let me know. Let y'all know. But one thing that I've always pride myself on, that most guys, since I've been seeing this in over 20 years and 25 years of seeing all the PUAs and all this other stuff, we always prided ourselves on pulling out the information of the man versus trying to make you a level, a color, a shape, a number, a pill, or whatever's in fashion or whatever is in play today, whatever the flavor of the month is. We always made it about the man. But in order to make it about the man, you've got to understand how the man operates, how the man moves and stuff, how the man thinks, and how the game of your mouthpiece is so important. Your mouthpiece, or you being the one common denominator, is so important, everything you do, because that's going to be the difference of hooking her forever. And I'm talking about hook as women telling you, I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in a relationship. I don't care if I'm in another city, another state, another town, another fucking planet. This pussy will always be yours. It will, whenever you want it, I will always be yours. Even if I'm in a relationship, even when I'm with somebody, I always want you. I will always come back to you because of the feeling that you make me, the way you make me feel. Through the way you communicate yourself makes you so dangerous that I just can't get enough of you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the drug of you that is very potent when you learn how to do it. And we're going to give you an example. I'm not going to give it all away. We're going to push more of that in the sex membership. But I want to give you an example of how you can use it why you use it, the mindset behind it. Because, see, a lot of guys don't talk about this because a lot of people don't know how to communicate to women. A lot of people don't know how to talk to women or the depth that you must go to yourself to learn the game to be able to express yourself. So, gentlemen, let me check the phone lines. But, you guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can call in if you have a question. Put a Q in there, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Now, what I want to do before we get into this, I don't want this to be a a testimonial, but I got permission from the guy that did this because he sent me an email and he was really excited. I'm really proud of him, what he was doing, especially when it comes to women. And he's following exactly what I'm doing. Even though he said that he took one of my, he took a few, I blocked it out, but he took one of my messages and he did it. Now, I showed you guys earlier in the other shows what he said, and I want y'all to see this right here. Wait. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Yeah, Yak Alley. I'm sorry. Let me take that down. But, guys, let me go ahead and break this down to all you guys out there, okay? So this is going to be very interesting that we're going to be talking about today, very deep. But let me give you an example. Now, this is three women that he's talking to, okay? And I want to kind of let y'all, let me take down the banner and kind of give you an idea of how it works in real time. You got you, and again, I had to take out the number and everything, but he allowed me three messages because he's a student, he follows, and he listens to how we break the game down. So what he did and what y'all see right here, and we got three examples of what it's like when you have the power of Yakology. You don't need to dress a certain way. You don't need to have a certain kind of job. It has nothing to do with race or religion or anything like that. This is everything to do with your mouthpiece and how you feel about yourself. Now, if you look at it at the top of there, okay, now she's on the left-hand side. He's on the right-hand side. But I want you to get an idea. I'm sorry. I guess I put my hand this way. I want you guys to get an idea of how he's doing it. Now, we're going to break down we'll get more deep in the breakdown. But I kind of want you to see what your life should be like, what you're seeing in these next three things, because he's got a roster. He's got three on the roster. So you're getting an idea of how your life should be with three different women, spitting flavor to three different women and having three different kind of reactions in which you got to make sure you maintain, okay? So first reaction here. So she's talking about love, thinking about the wet, juicy pussy. Talking about what kind of frames, I don't know what that is, but listen what he did. Look, what did he do? He hit her with a voice message, right? Hit her with a voice message. And then he's talking about the strawberry flavor, to be exact. And she's saying, LOL, I've been thinking about you all morning. See, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you, I promise you guys, what I'm going to show you is going to be really kind of deep, but when we show you how to hook them in, the way I'm showing you, this is no, you don't need tricks. You don't need gimmicks. You just got to learn yourself and learn how you communicate. This is not hard to do. I know it's light work. He's not even saying much, but the words that he's saying are impactful because the way he's backing it up. We're going to get into that, but let's keep going. She's thinking about him all morning, slept like a log, okay? What have you been thinking about? And here you go. How great the sex was. Now, please understand that he's a student that has the fucking 101. He's got the five play, master the bedroom, kissing 101. So all these things come in play with the mouthpiece. But as you can see right here, what she's saying is how great the sex was. And how you greeted me in your place. Remember I told you, always rehearse the house. Always rehearse your apartment as if she's walking in. And this is what happens when you follow the instructions and you do exactly. Because nobody's telling you about rehearsing. No one's telling you about sound checks. There is not one person in or on YouTube telling you the shit we're telling you right now. Nobody. That's how deep we are. Because we ain't like everybody else. Because we show you results. We show you receipts. But how you greeted me at your place once I arrived. And just everything, okay? Now, gentlemen, This is woman number one. This is woman number one, okay? Okay? This is rule number one. This is woman number one, but let me show you woman number two. Woman number two, now she's a little bit different. She likes to do pictures and stuff. Now, woman number two, who he's talking to, she's reaching out to him. Why? Because of what we're going to be talking about. Are you still awake at 1:25 a.m.? Gentlemen, see what y'all understand. Most of y'all think, a lot of women like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed at 9:30, 10:30, 11 o'clock. But when they're thinking about you, they're masturbating about you, and they want to get at you, they're going to get in touch with you all throughout the night. And that's what she did at 1:25 a.m. She got in touch with him. What did he do? Like we always do, hit her with a voice message because you can switch it up. But then she replied back, all right? You know how to get a girl's attention early in the morning too. Enjoy. Now, this isn't – now, remember, she hit him at 1:25 to see if he was up. He didn't reply. He hit her at in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. She got his message, replied back and saying, look, enjoy your day, okay? All right? She's talking about how – see, when you calm these women down and show them what you have and what you can do, they are willing to open themselves up. And we're going to talk more about that in a second. But they're willing to open themselves up a little bit more and express themselves like she was doing right here. And then after that, she did the infamous double texting. Because you know what? Gentlemen, I keep telling you guys over and over and over again that there's no one out there telling you the way to talk to women through text message, voice message, video, and going live like we do. And when you do it and the way you do it is so powerful and impactful that these women are going to continue to listen like she's saying right here. I've got to listen to the audio one more time because the audio message was so impactful that they cannot help listening to it because they're not used to men being so expressive the way we're trying to show you how to be to win by having her be able to tap into your drug right here. And then what he did, he killed her again. He hit her with another audio message behind that. So that's girl one, and that's girl number two. Let's get to girl number three. Now, girl number three, he kind of used my shit a little bit, but I blocked that out. He admitted. He said, Steve, I took one of your lines and used it. And as you can see, we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. But woman number three talks about, tells her look delicious. He's like, how are you? All right, now, he's like, how am I? I'm just thinking about pineapple. Now, what is pineapple? I think he is naming the pussy pineapple. I think he named his third woman, he named her pussy pineapple. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is that you're going to have lots of options and lots of women. And if you notice, every woman that he's talking to is kind of changing up a little bit. But for a lot of y'all guys, y'all just don't see the change up that he's doing. But now, as he's using the fucking 101, the dirty talk, kissing 101, master the bedroom, five play. When he's doing all these things, mixing it with the flirt, the fucks, and all these things that he's using, and also a Texan toolkit guy right here, what you can see right here is what he's saying right here is, well, the woman is telling him, remember, guys, I know it's weird that you guys think women don't talk this way, but every woman out there has this inside of her, but it takes a certain kind of person to access that. I want to give a shout out to my boy Miles. I didn't see him in the chat. Miles, great show you did earlier today, man. Shout out to you, man. Much love to Miles Cunningham. That's my motherfucking dog right there, man. Respect to you, Miles. Big shout out to Miles Cunningham. Make sure y'all go over there. Subscribe to my dog, man. He's a bad motherfucker in the game. Love my, that's like family. I love my dog, Miles. That's my dog right there. But gentlemen, like I said, let me check the phone lines real quick because we're breaking all this down because we're going to get into the depth of this, okay? But what I want y'all guys to see is that when he's talking about her pussy, okay, and again, it's not the length of the words, it's the impact in which the words have. once he already named the pussy and everything, now, remember, I told you, no judgments. Remember that? No judgments at all. And look at her. Need to come get some. She's missing you. Now, this part that's blacked out is the shit that he took some yak that I did and said, so I don't want to show you the yak that I used. He took that, because I do texting, coaching, I could text women for you and shit. But look at the reply she said. You're a mess, okay? But I relayed your message, and she can't wait till Friday. She can't wait till Friday. Can't wait to please when you sit down and squeeze. I love that shit. She said, you know what? Listen to what she say. Just don't beat her up. Guys, you can have this. All you guys, listen to me. I'm going to put the thing back up. All you guys, listen to me. You can have this lifestyle. This is a lifestyle that all you guys can have. And that's the way I want y'all to say. I just want y'all to get an example from a guy that has three women. He's got a roster of three. Now, again, guys, you don't have to have a roster of one. You can have as many women as you want. And guess what? Here's the beautiful thing about it. All those women are going to fight a little bit. They're going to buck a little bit because, again, they're not trained. But I tell you this much, gentlemen. When these women start to realize what you have to offer versus the average guy, they're going to accept the other women. They're going to accept their role, and they're going to accept the fact that, you know what? When you're dealing with a man, you are not able to capture that man, but you can have pieces of that man. And these women that you see right there have an understanding. They know their place on his roster. But what you get to see in this is you get to see somebody that's maintaining his roster. He's got three women, which is good because he didn't have one before, but he rehearsed himself. He's been practicing. He's been doing the checks, the sound checks. He's been doing everything we've telling him what to do, and he's doing it, and now he's getting the results. So let's go ahead and break all this down, because I know y'all are ready to understand. I want to know how, all this is going down and how it works. So what I want to say to y'all guys before we even get into it, guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. If you guys want to call in, we can chop it up. But gentlemen, let me take you. Now, gentlemen, I always tell you, I have my universe in my mind. I've showed you several places in my mind. But today we're taking a special field trip today, gentlemen. We're taking a special field trip because we're not going to the culinary school to cook it. We're going to the lab to create it. And what I wanted to welcome y'all guys to is the lab. And deep in my mind, I got a lab where I cook up the drug of me, where I put it through the beakers. I put it through everything. Because you know what, guys? When I show you what I'm about to show you, I'm going to show you how deep the game is. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I just want y'all to see my lab. That's my lab. I got all my chemists in my mind working on game and working on how to be that man and why I have to be that man. And there has to be an understanding for all you guys listening to me how this works. This is a beautiful thing when you understand the rules. The rules, gentlemen. Of yakology, okay? You see, gentlemen, for a lot of guys out there, they feel that sending a message or a text message or a voice message should never have impact. My flirt the fuck guys, impact. We talk about that in the first or the second class. We talk about impact. So you know and understand impact to all my flirt the fuck guys. But there has to be a recipe. That, gentlemen, let me show you how cold it is. Guys are so cold in the game that you can create the impact in what you say because the guys that listen to me and understand how the game works, they understand that the mouthpiece is so important. And it's not just what you say, it's how you text it, voicemail and video that has such an impact on a woman that she's willing to go against her own moral code because the feeling will always override the belief system. Always remember, gentlemen, all right, this is how I learned. I told you guys a million times. The way I saw it when I saw my mentor just whisper in that woman's ear and make her play with herself and do all that nasty shit, and he had his clothes on, it was like amazing. It was like mind-blowing. But as I begin to learn, there are rules to the impact in which you send messages based off the game. You see, gentlemen, the one thing that you got to understand in this game is that when I meet her, from the first moment I meet her, because I'm not wasting my time and I'm not playing games, I am looking to build something, and it's not a friendship. I'm not trying to build her to be attracted to me, gentlemen. Don't want that shit. Not trying to build her to like me. Fuck that. Throw that shit away. I don't even want her to fucking fall in love with me. I don't even want that shit. I look to build sexual tension by the way that I talk to women from Jump Street. The way I can look at her through the eye contact. And the eye contact comes into play not only when I first see her, but it comes into contact when I'm online with her on video, if I'm face-to-face with her, if I'm on a date with her. I want to build the chemistry. I want to stoke the flames and the fire and create something that she is not normally used to in this game. Okay. But also what I look to do is I want to make sure that I have awkward conversations. I'm always looking to have an awkward conversation. But what is an awkward conversation? An awkward conversation to a woman, gentlemen, is a conversation that is not an interview or a job interview conversation. The reason why I call it awkward is because they're so used to what you do and what are you looking for and what do you want and what college you go to and what's this and what's that. I look to have awkward conversations because I am not asking any questions I don't give a fuck about, and I'm telling you right now. And these are the bases that I'm showing you guys right now of the power that you can have. Now, guys, let me check the phone lines and see someone ask a question. We definitely answer questions as well. Put a Q in there, and we do that, okay? How many conversation questions are there in the membership developed by Mount? There are no conversation classes, and you get discounts on the conversation classes. The conversation classes in the membership, You get 4 hours, but you get discounts on products. So you go and you get discounts on the conversation classes, okay? If you pay attention, you'll know that, okay? 515-605-9373 is the number. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys is that there's a method to the madness, and we're definitely going to cover that in the second hour, but I got to let you understand the rules of all this. Because I want to break it down, because I know a lot of people don't break game down to you guys the way that you should have it broken down to you, okay? You see, gentlemen, the reason I want to build the sexual tension is because I know this one thing that I was taught since I was in the game that most of you guys don't understand about women or about your opponent is that every woman, I would say 99%, have and always will crave they will have emotional and sexual needs. Okay? Women, I was taught from my mentor a long time ago, is that women love companionship. They love security. Women love affection. They love appreciation, okay? And they love it not only on a surface level, gentlemen, but they also love it as sexual companionship. So y'all don't even know about that. Sexual companionship. Sexual affection. Sexual security. Sexual appreciation. See, nobody gets this deep because they don't know how deep the game is. And for so many of you guys, you've always been trying to reach something, but you got your guns pointed in the wrong direction, okay? A wrong direction. And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that if you can learn how this stuff works through the way you communicate, you bypass the dates. You bypass going out for ice cream or going for wine. You literally bypass that. And guess who what? You're not the one bypassing it. She's bypassing it because she begins to see the value in you. Okay? And we're gonna talk about those things. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there. Guys, let me check the phone lines. I'm going to constantly check the phone lines as we are talking about this. But this is very important, and this is the make or break for a lot of you guys to understand, okay? All right? That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's a false statement. I'm going to tell you why it's a false statement. Because if you ain't got no mouthpiece and she's hanging on the phone with you for 10 minutes, you're just her bitch. So that's not true. She's not yours. You're hers. She's not yours. You're hers, especially when you don't know what the fuck you're doing. She shouldn't be yours because a lot of you guys don't know what you're talking about. Let me continue. Gentlemen, everything I just told your ass, good God almighty. Life, okay, gentlemen. The reason why that's not true is because every woman out there is different, man. Stop trying to generalize, man. Some women, because of hurt, heartache, and all the other stuff, they step back. Some women go forward, okay? We just got to listen. Just pay attention to what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? I got y'all. I want to call in. I got you, but I want y'all to write this down because, gentlemen, if you want your roster, you can have it. You can have 5, 10. You can have as many women as you want, and not only will they accept the other women in your life, but they're going to not even talk about that shit because they're only focused on you and her because that's how you make her feel. But they, again, what I'm telling you guys, and it is totally your choice if you want to do this. And I'm not saying, listen, we're not here. And before I continue this, I want to say this to you guys. I'm not here to teach you manipulative tactics. We're not going to deceive women. We're just going to make sure that every woman that you're dealing with, she knows that you have other women. And here's the thing about it. You don't even have to tell her you have other women. She knows you have other women. And she, okay, let me give you an example. It's just like a basketball wife. If you look at like the NBA, let's look at the NBA or NFL, okay? There are women out there that know that when their husbands go out of town, even business wives or anything like that, they know that they're men who are real men that are fucking. They know they're out there fucking. They just say, you know what, just fuck what you want to fuck, but don't bring any drama home. Don't make me look bad. And there's women out there that do that. And see, and I'm telling you, but like EO and I are going to talk about tomorrow, there are women out there that think they're happy. And let them be. Let them find guys and let them do whatever the fuck they want to do. But what I'm telling you is that the power that you're going to have over a woman is going to be so great, because I want you to be an addiction. I want you to be a habit. Do you understand the powers of addictions and habits? Where, again, we'll talk about that tomorrow, but the power of an addiction and a habit means this. She can never get you out. She can go to as many AA meetings as she wants to, meaning she can go hang out with as many guys, hang out with many girls, and do whatever she wants to do to try to get away from you. But what do I keep telling you about the quicksand? Once they're in the quicksand, they cannot get out, because they try to get out and they sink deeper in, and there's no out. And that's why I tell you guys, you got to let them know that, look, this is your chance to go. This is your chance to leave. If you listen, that's why I tell you to let them know you have other women, because you're kind of giving them a chance to get out. It's your chance to leave. You're not the only one. And I'm not going to lie to you and make you feel like you're the only one. Okay. Brown 95. Please take notes and listen to the show, because that's what we're talking about, brother. The problem you have right now is that you're not paying attention to what the fuck I'm saying. If you just pay attention and you listen to what I'm saying, I'm answering that question right motherfucking now. Focus, young man. Focus. Take notes. Focus. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Y'all want to call in, but let's continue. So, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys is that, like I told you before, I'm always looking to have the awkward conversation with the woman. That's the basis of the ingredients of what I'm doing. I want to have the awkward conversation. And if you're just joining us right now, you don't know what the awkward conversation is. The awkward conversation is having sexual tension type conversations, non-judgmental conversations, romantic, sensual, or sexual conversations, your choice, kinky conversations, dirty conversations, nasty, all these things. That, gentlemen, here's the beautiful thing about it. You don't even have to start it. Because when they know what kind of motherfucker you are, they're going to initiate it, because they know when they get with a real man, they can be as free as they want, because we don't judge them. So I'm always looking for the awkward conversation, meaning I'm not going to ask her. I'm not going to interview her. I'm not. Okay? The awkward conversation is not just laughing and giggling. Okay? The awkward conversations are a sign of the sexual tension when she begins to open herself up. See, most women are not used to letting themselves go this way with an individual, because most guys don't even realize how to even talk to a woman to make her feel sexy enough to be able to express herself to the guy. They just don't know how to do it. So I want not only the awkward conversation that comes from my mouth, but it's also the awkward conversations that are coming out of her, because it becomes awkward when she starts to have I can talk to him about anything because he's not going to judge me. I can flirt with him right now and he's not going to look at me like a whore for flirt with him really fast. I can start having a little bit of sexual conversations with him because he's not pushing the pendulum of sex. He's so laid back. Why the fuck is he laid back? Why is he the way he is? But this is why I keep telling you about, gentlemen, the other women. A man that has options and a man that has women are going to be this way all the time. He's going to be laid back because he's not making it about pussy, because he knows pussy is already on the table. Pussy's already there. Getting the pussy is already a done daughter, because which you guys don't understand about women. You guys think that women don't have sexual urges, that women don't want to fuck, or women don't fantasize, and women don't masturbate. You guys don't think women do that, but they do it to the right individual that knows what he's doing versus the individual that doesn't know what he's doing. A woman is not going to share herself with an individual, a regular guy. Let me tell you why. Because the thirsty guy is the same guy that's going to take her photos and show her friends and do all that stuff. That's what the regular guy is going to do. But the one that's laid back in the cut, he's going to keep the business off the street. We got a lot to talk about, but I'm trying to break this down, and we got time. So let me give you, hey, 95, hey, Brown, 95, man, I appreciate you, brother. I got you, man. Shout out to you, brother. I love the question, and I got you, man. I just want to say thank you very much. Let me give you some love real quick before we do it. Shout out to you, Brown. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the kind gesture, man. That's really kind of you, man. Thank you very much. But, gentlemen, I have a question. Put a Q in there because let me tell you something. What I'm showing you guys right now is that you can change it, okay? You guys, every one of you listening to me can change it up. When you create, I keep telling you, when we're going to get to the chemist part in a second, but I need y'all to understand. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to the chemist part right now. Let me get to the chemist part right now to give you an example of what I'm talking about, and then we'll do a breakdown of what I'm saying. But wait, give me 1 second. Let me make sure I delete that. And I forgot to put the chemist thing in. Let me put the formula. I'm going to show you one formula. Okay? What you're going to get right now is you're going to get one formula. Hey guys, this is one of millions, billions, gentlemen, the formula can always be changed when you decide to change the formula yourself. And let me show you. Let me explain it to you first because we're going to connect all this, but I'm going to show you how the drug is produced. How the drug is produced, okay? I'm going to show you how it's produced. Then I'm going to show you how, because I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm going to just give you an example. I'm just going to give you a small example of how the formula can be created and how you can manipulate the formula and always change the formula up. Because let me tell you something. Most women are not even used to a guy doing this one thing. Well, let me ask you guys a question. What if you can do it every time you talk to her? What if you can do it every time you text her? What if you can do it in every voice message, every video that's different, or every time you see her? What if you can change the formula up? And you can change the formula because the formula is changed because it's you. And that's what I'm about to show you guys, okay? I'm about to show you guys. It's you, okay? So let's go ahead and get to the formula real quick. Let me show you. I'm going to explain the formula, and I'm going to break it down, okay? I'm going to break it down, okay? Brown had asked me a question real quick. Let me answer this question. It's having and the awkward conversation wouldn't give her to talk about sexual experience as well as yours. Well, yes, absolutely. But here's the thing about the awkward conversation that you have to understand. The awkward conversation comes in when she realizes after she's got to bite the gold first. Okay, 95? She's got to bite the gold first. And what do I mean by biting the gold is when she bites gold, back in the olden days, they bite gold. They want to know if it's the real thing or are you fool's gold? Because when she realizes that all you want to do is fuck and she realizes that you're thirsty and she realizes that you're rushing shit, you're trying to get her over to your crib real quick and let's go back to my place on the first day, she's not going to have the awkward conversation with you. She's going to keep it strictly businesslike as in asking questions back and forth, okay? All right? All right? So what I'm saying to you guys, as listen to me, that to understand the formula, okay? Now, this is the beautiful thing about the formula. Let me explain to you guys. The formula, and this is a crumb of yakology that y'all getting right here. But it's deep, but it's a crumb. But let me explain to you. This crumb is has nothing to do with anything outside of yourself. I will repeat, this crumb is directly can be uploaded to who you are, because this is all about your fingerprint and how you live. It's not, this is not coming from like AFCs and NEGs and all that other shit. Not at all. It's about the things that you can pull out of a woman. But let's get into, before we get into it, let's get it. Let's look at this real quick. Let's take a look at this real quick. Okay. Let's look at this. We'll do it a few times. Let me take this off real quick. Let's break this thing down. Okay. So if we're looking at what I'm showing you right now, every dot and every line is part of the formula that you can use. Now, this is a small crumb. You can connect all four of these and also connect the lines. Now, let me explain. The first one you see, the tan one is smiling. The red one, blushing. The gray one, her thinking about you. The blue one, her missing you. Just, I'm showing you a formula. The line is the connection to that is pulling out personalities in her, sexual ones. The green one is being smooth. The orange one, I'm sorry, I got to keep going, is anticipation. Let me put it up again. The orange one is anticipation, and the yellow one is loss. Now, I am giving you a, this is eight, this is a combination of this, dude, this is just a piece. This is not, dude, this is how deep it is. And this is you. You can do this. You can make her smile. You can make her blush. You can make her think about you, and you can make her miss you. See that? This is not about me. This is about you. But you also can pull out personalities in her. You can also be smooth. You can also show anticipation. And what I mean anticipation, we're getting that, and also loss. So let me give you, let me pull out real quick. Let me pull out real quick. But let me explain that to you guys that are listening to me to understand, okay? Because you guys, the formula is what you create. When you connect the formulas that I'm showing you or the pieces that you see, what happens is that this is why we say each one of you guys are different, because you don't have to talk to the woman the same way, but it's all about invoking emotions out of her through communication. See, you don't have to wear watches and be on purpose and pills and all that other stuff. You can take what I'm showing you right now. You can take those things. And with those things, gentlemen, what you can do is you can do a combination of things. And I'm going to give you a prime example, okay? Let me check the phone lines real quick if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you got a question, go ahead and ask, okay? But I'm showing you game, okay? All right? All right, I'm showing you game, okay? Beyond, what are you talking about? Shed some light on these grandpas that seem like one-wan ladies. Man, what, why do you give up? Dude, come on, man. Stop asking them damn questions, please, dog. We're trying to do a class here. Okay. Now, let me give you an example of a combination of now, this could be a conversation, text message, voice message, or video in this formula. Just look at the formula. I'm just giving you an example. This is just one. This is one of millions. The combinations are endless. Endless. Because what you see, the first thing, you got the smile, right? You add one smile. You can add two blushes. You see that? One think and one loss. But the connections of the formula that you use is when you add your personality, but also bring things out of her. See, most guys don't understand that women love to find new things about themselves. Now, the green line that you see, which I didn't use, that could be smooth. There's another line that's romantic, sensual, sexual, dirty, kinky, nasty. You have, gentlemen, there's millions of choices. I'm just giving you one formula. Anticipation. I will explain anticipation and I will explain loss, but loss and anticipation are very important in the formula of the game that I'm telling you. Let's talk about loss. Let's talk about anticipation. Gentlemen, as I told you before, here's a, what was the example? You got a few examples of anticipation, right? I've been thinking about you all morning. What's this anticipation? Wait, over here. Wait, I'm sorry. What's the anticipation? The anticipation of listening to the audio, the anticipation. Oh, wait, excuse me, not on that. Y'all remember the anticipation of wanting to talk to him late at night just to hear his voice. The anticipation of I need to come get some. That when I tell you about anticipation, gentlemen, what I'm saying is when you get your mouthpiece correct, the way you make women feel, they want you so motherfucking bad that they will either count time, they will count days, they can't wait to see you. They will count minutes, they will count hours, they will count seconds. But also with that comes loss. And let me explain the loss part of that. Now that's more, loss comes in two different forms, okay? Loss comes in when she's having such a great time with you that she doesn't want to stop the conversation. She's having such a great time with you that she loses time and she knows she has to do something, but she doesn't want to let go. Also, the loss comes in that when she begins to miss you, when she begins to think about you, and it's such an uncontrollable thought that she can't even, when they get hooked in, they cannot break free of the thought. But also the loss is that when you are together, they will miss you and they worry about when time is up because they're having such a good time with you that they're worried about the loss of even when you're there, they're missing you. Even when you're there, they have a sense of I've got to soak up this moment because I don't know when I'm going to have this moment again. The anticipation, the loss, and gentlemen, all these things, nobody's talking about this, gentlemen. Because what I'm trying to show all you guys out there is that you can invoke all this stuff in a woman. See, this is nothing you need to get out of a book. This is something you just got to learn how to create yourself. Because once you begin to create it yourself, you begin to be able to talk to women in a different way, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys is this. The important thing is, and this is where the awkward conversations come in at. You remember, guys, I told you a long time ago, a few shows ago, and I'm connecting. And you know one thing about this show, I love connecting dots when y'all pay attention to the show. But what did I tell you guys before? Because the drug begins when you begin the process of making her feel that you're never going to remember. This is feeling. This is all emotions, gentlemen. See, most guys, wait, before I even get in this, let me explain something that y'all don't understand that no one teaches you guys. Everybody teaches you either to run away from the woman, run away from the body or run towards the body and manipulate it. But nobody tells you where everything is accessed, and it is here with the woman. It is the emotional connection that most guys miss. They're always going to fail and miss it when they're running away from the body or they're running towards the body. I don't run towards or away from the body. I don't want the body. But that's not what I've been taught to have. I want the motherfucking mind. I want the power that a real drug in the real world has on a woman. That's what I want. I want to be as powerful as motherfucking crack rock or fentanyl or fucking painkillers, whatever. I want to have that power. See, most of you guys, y'all want the basic shit. Y'all want her attention. Y'all want her to like you. Y'all wanted to be interested in you. Y'all wanted to have feelings for you, and you wanted to fucking fall in love with you. Fuck all that shit. All that, everything I just said, you can have, but when it's gone, it's gone. You can't get it back. But the one thing that can never leave is the habits and the addiction that you can give a woman. That is one of the most, I'm telling you guys, listen, they've never met us before. All you guys, listen to me. This is why you guys are originals that are trying to focus in on this game, because they've never met us before, okay? They haven't, all right? And what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that you can create the formula, but what I'm, but I like to get back into the basis of what the formula is all about, okay? I want to get into that because we was breaking it down. See, the formula also, and before I say this, this is not a, I'm not talking about a pedophile thing, so I don't want, please do not take this as a pedophile thing, because it's not. But gentlemen, when you access things in a woman, they always, I don't care how old she is, okay, listen to what I'm saying. I don't care how old she is. There's one feeling that they always want to go back to and feel. And that feeling is that teenage feeling of really being in the boys, okay? That teenage feeling, and let me explain what that is, because I'm not talking as a pedophile. I'm saying the teenage feeling of having the butterflies. Can't wait to call. Grabbing the phone and saying, oh, is he calling me right now? Why is he calling me? Should I call him right now? What should I say? What should I do? I don't want to be too desperate, but I need to hear his voice. I need to hear his messages, because his voice and his messages calm and soothe. But on the other sense, it builds up something inside of me that I haven't felt in a long time. Gentlemen, this is what I keep telling you. It doesn't matter how long, if they get us, it doesn't matter. Months, days, years, it doesn't fucking matter. They will never forget us. We will always be edged in them, because we go beyond what the average guy is going after. Fuck all that other shit. Fuck the love, the likes, the interest, the attention, the attraction, even the fucking love. Fuck all that shit. Because when you're a habit and an addiction, no matter how fucking mad they get, no matter how upset they get, they still cannot run away from us. We are the baddest motherfuckers on the block, and we're the most dangerous ones on the block. We just are. But also in this formula that I'm showing you guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys, you have a question, 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me bring in a call in real quick. Let me, Eric code 773. Give me a second, brother. Let me pause that. 773, sir, what is your question? How can I help you?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Steve the Dean? My question is, I hear a lot about internal and external.
Yes.
So my question is, so.
Wait, you say internal and external, what? What are you talking about?
So, like, with the man's mind, you know. So my question is, but let me say this first. I understand that it's all about, you know, dealing with women or whatever. It's all about me. It's all about everything that I have is already within me. But
yes.
But my question is, me being a young man, not knowing what I'm doing, where does the external come into play?
External, as okay, when you say external, what do you mean external? What do you mean external?
Well, are there, okay, so I guess let me rephrase my question. Are there any external portions of the game?
The reason why we don't talk about externals, okay, is because
I'm listening.
You can lose externals. An external thing cannot text a woman. An external thing cannot put flavor in her ear. An external thing can't make her pussy wet like the internal. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, so basically what I just got from what you just said is that's pretty much why the alpha males don't pull the trick bag moves, because I got enough of shit inside of me to get her going, get her comfortable, get her to feel safe,
right.
get her to be...
Right, listen, young man, yes. See, I don't have to take her out to dinner. I don't have to buy her shit. I don't have to have a fancy car. No, please listen to me. I'm not saying if you want to buy those things because you want those things, please get those things. You know what I mean? Get those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never doing this shit for a motherfucking woman. I dress the way I want to dress. I do what I want to do because I want to do it. But you know what? They accept it because the value that comes along and what I'm talking about right now of how I'm making them feel when they're with me is worth its weight in gold. See, she can get in a nice vehicle and feel good about the sucker next to her in that vehicle, right? Okay. All right. Have you ever been to church before?
Yeah, all my life.
Okay. All your life. Okay, you understand what I'm saying. Think about this. How many times have you gone to church and, number one, you feel like the preacher's talking to you, you're having a good time, all your worries are on, and you just feel this sense of euphoria, like everything's gonna be great, right? And as soon as you walk out that goddamn door, everything comes back. It just comes back. Like, you know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? No, I'm not seeing this game right here.
Yeah, that's the real thing.
When you walk into church, oh my God, after the preacher's done with his sermon, you feel like you could do just about anything, right? You feel like, but I said it back in, I think, 2005, when the lights go out, that means, see, that's the problem, and I don't want to knock motivation, because motivation is good, but that's the problem with motivation, because it only lasts in that moment, because it's really putting a rug over your truth to make you see something different. But then when you leave that area, like you said, the church, it all comes back. You know what I mean? But then you got to get the dopamine going back Sunday again to get that feeling out again. And it's just a cycle. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, but see, that's external, okay? But what if that dopamine that you feel from church, you feel wherever you go?
That's a powerful feeling.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Wherever it goes, but also you can make the woman feel that as well through how you communicate with her. Where you, okay, let's look at women. And then we're going to use the church scenario, okay? Let's look at that for a second, okay?
I'm following.
The woman, very insecure. The prettier she is, the more insecure she is, okay? That's just how it is.
Word.
But what if you're the one thing that not only gets rid of the insecurities like the church does, but also gives her the dopamine to get a higher feeling? And again, I don't do drugs. So I'm just talking about the drug of man, the drug of the game. Yeah, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is,
if she seeks
you to get away from the world. If she seeks you, if I'm not calling you to church, I'm just saying give you the church analogy. Where if she goes to you make her lose time. You make her feel like
in
the world. You make her feel sexy. You make her feel like, guess what? You make her feel like she can do, say, and be anything she wants to be by just being around you. Power. Do I need a watch then? Do I need a fancy car? Do I need clothes?
No.
Do I need a nice office? No, I don't need any of that thing. I don't need any of those things because internally, young man, I'm giving her the dopamine of what it's like to be with a man that evolves. She's getting the remnants or the crumbs of my evolving every day, but through me and through our conversations, she feels sexy, wanted. She feels – now think about that. You have her – okay, let's say you're that guy, right? And let's say I'm the guy – that's maybe her boyfriend, husband, dating her, trying to get at her, and I'm just a dud. I can't invoke anything out of her. I you know, every day is the same. She just, man, where is this what my life's supposed to be? And there's no fun. There's no excitement. There's no I'm gonna talk more about that tomorrow. But just like with that movie Sex Life, we'll talk about that tomorrow. The movie Sex Life on Netflix. But
is it on Netflix now?
Yeah, motherfucker, get on. Watch that motherfucker. Please watch that motherfucker. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to get you off. You're flowing. I'm listening.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this, young man.
What's
is
it called? One more time. What's it called?
Sex life.
Sex life. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so what I'm saying is this, is that there's going to come a time where women have, they don't have what I call a midlife crisis like men have. But they have a sort of crisis. It's not midlife, but it's called reality.
Okay.
See, oh, let me explain. I'm gonna break it down to you. Let me explain this to you. Okay. So a lot of women think that they're going to be 18 or 19 or 21. Let's say 21. They think they're going to be 21 all their lives. Their body's always going to be tight. Metabolism is going to be going.
Right.
They get to party. They get to. They got the bodies. They on top of the world. They can do whatever they want. They got their choice of all the guys. Oh, life is good. I can break his heart. I can have that motherfucker drive me around. That motherfucker dinner. He can be my shoulder, my bank, my bitch. He gonna put up my Christmas lights. He gonna put up my Halloween lights. Okay, see what I'm saying? They think they got that all their lives, right?
Okay.
But what happens? Okay, and it's just like a lot of young men who think they're indestructible. They have that mindset.
Yeah.
But once they get around 30, between 30 and 35, it's going to hit them. If it doesn't hit them around 29. Because around that time, life comes up. Metabolism starts to slow down. The eggs start to dry up. The body doesn't work like it used to work. The joints start to hurt. All these things. You know what I mean? So life happens. Right? But there's also something happening as well. You see, on when I used to do on the Pussy Whip show, I used to snap my fingers like this. Just snap my fingers. I used to do this back in 1998. Snap my fingers, right? Now I always ask you, what is that noise? What is that noise? And people are like, what is that noise? That's a, hey, guess what? That's someone that just became legal. That's an 18-year-old that just turned 19. That's a 19-year-old just turned 21 somewhere in the world. So what I'm saying is that when she gets at that tail end, not only does she got to worry about that, she's got the up-and-coming girls, the type the which she used to be, that are ushering in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those ones are ushering in. So what happens with these women is that they have this crisis that, oh, my God, what have I done with my life? When I remember I was 25 and I was with that good guy and – He wanted to marry me, but I wanted to party. I wanted to fly, and I wanted to get the jewelry and have the lifestyle.
Right.
Now I'm 29, and oh my! You always wonder why women always end up with the guy that you never thought they would end up with because he's security. So let me peep game on this, okay? So what I'm saying is when they get around 29 to 30, it is around that time where they're like, holy shit. Let me scrape up what I have left, right? Let me glue all this shit together. And I know I'm not going to get the perfect guy. Now, they can sometimes. I'll explain they can do that. But I got to find security. I got to find or I got to find a husband or I'm ready to have a child. You know, something goes on with a woman, okay? All right? Something goes on with them. And what they want to do is they will marry and date safe, meaning they will Frankenstein a loser to the best of their best. They'll marry and be with a safe guy. Now, and like I say, if y'all watch the Sex Life, y'all know, don't get it wrong. Like I told you in August, when we talk about August women in August, the new batch of women are coming. Oh, man, they fucking. They fucking, sucking, threesomes, bisexual, orgies, They doing all kind of nasty shit that most women, I'm going to say all women, but a lot of women partake in sexual activities, right? That's just how it is, okay? They partake in those things.
Okay.
So understand this. See, some women at 25 hit a crossroads. They say, okay, I'm almost at the top of my game right here. I got my body tight. My body's tight. My breasts are tight. I'm looking good. Let me find a husband. And then there's some women that says, mm-hmm. I got my body type, my breast type, my body type. Let me get another dinner. Let me get another fucking piece of jewelry. Let me get a phone.
Right.
So the women split off. But the one thing they have in common is that they will always date and be with average. They rarely will marry or meet a man. They meet guys, okay? They meet guys, but they don't marry men. Why do you think you always see guys? Well, I got to ask the wife permission, because if I ask the wife's permission, I don't want to sleep on the couch. I don't want to get in trouble. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, I don't want to ask because I'm going to get in the doghouse.
Because
he's
a sucker, basically.
Yeah, well, they suck. Right. They all suck a shit. But think about this. These women, even though they create the sucker, they're miserable as fuck because these guys can't give her the thrill that a man can give her. The thrill.
Damn.
So she's always thinking about that thrill. It's always in the back of her head. No matter how it comes back up, they're always thinking about that thrill. They will be with average. And listen, they will be with you. Not you, I'm saying you, sir. I'm saying they'll be with an average guy. They'll date him, live with him, marry him, have kids with him. They'll have their happily ever after, but after the honeymoon, happily ever after is gone, because she's finally, her happily ever after, unfortunately, is the wedding. That's her happily ever after. You want to know why? Because she gets to be a princess, and finally, it's all about me, you know, a day
right,
about
dream
me.
Shit.
Right, that dream bull. Yeah. And this is why men don't play that shit. Let me explain something. See, the sucker is going to give her the $100,000 wedding. The sucker is going to buy the $50,000 ring, or excuse me, the engagement ring, and then the $75,000 ring to go with the engagement ring. You know what I mean?
Damn.
They're going to pay for the kid. You want to know why? Because he wants to give her that fucking bullshit dream of, it's my day to be a princess, and I'm loved and cherished by everybody. And I get to walk down the aisle, and all eyes on me. And, you know, that's why weddings make money, because they always got to have the perfect dress. They got to look like a princess in that dress and all that other bullshit, right?
Right.
These gumps spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for one day so she can show off in front of all her friends. But not a man. Man ain't doing that shit. No. You know what the man going to do? The man is going to fuck the shit out of her mind, and destroy her body, and show her that, yes, I can make you feel special when I want to. Listen, I can give it, and I can take that shit away. Listen to what I'm saying. I can give it to you. But I can take that shit away, because don't get it twisted.
As a man, I know.
As a man, I know
that all that power is in my hand.
It's all in my hand.
You don't run shit over here.
Yeah, well, she don't run shit. But a woman, that's the draw-in. She can't control the uncontrollable man. The only thing the only thing that a man can control is himself. A woman can't control us. There's nothing that can hold us down when we're men. And she understands it, and she respects it, and she knows her place at the table. But she knows that she can't have us the way she wants to have us. But she will take a piece of us. You see what I'm saying? She'll take a piece of us, and take a piece of a man is worth its weight in gold versus a regular husband. Now, again, for my guys, we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show, but that's why you got to watch Sex Life, young man, because you'll see it. You'll see a woman that has everything she's always wanted, the perfect guy. He never lies, never cheats. He's a great guy. He works out. He's got a corporate job, big house in Connecticut, where the fuck he lives. Nice car, nice house, two kids, picket fence, everything she wants, and she can't stop thinking about that fucking asshole. That's the power that we have. So they're going to – listen, you wonder why we let her have – go find the man that gives you all that shit, because I'm not giving you all that shit. Because you know what? I don't need to give you the picket fence because I am the picket fence. I don't need to give you – be the perfect motherfucker in your eyes because I'm perfect to
you
me.
You hear me?
I am that
12-pack garage, all that shit.
Right, absolutely. But also, but see, the problem is that have you ever seen a commercial where they say the cereal commercials, like the Raisin Bran, those Raisin Bran, those grained oat commercial, where they say, you know, you need 10 bowls of this to equal one bowl of that. You ever see those kind of commercials and shit? Like, you need
it's
10 of
the Raisin Bran.
Yeah, whatever the fuck the product is. You need 10 of these to equal these one of this. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
The problem with a woman is, and like someone mentioned it, they Frankenstein us, or they try to. Oh, you know, Charlie makes me laugh, and or I'll use New Edition. You know, Ronnie makes me laugh. Bobby is intellectual. Ronnie is funny. Mike is romantic. And Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Yeah, okay, I got those four. And what they'll try to do is they'll try to put a man together. But you can put anything together, but it still doesn't equal to the power of a man that has the mindset of a king. You see what I'm saying? Who doesn't have that mindset? So what happens is that these women, as I was saying, they get around 29, or they're married to a guy. Maybe they get married at 25, okay? Or they get married at 23. And they're living with this library. This merry-go-round. You know, like when you go to an amusement park, they got a little kiddie section. They got that little fucking roller coaster. It goes like, what, 2 miles an hour and shit? And a little cute little circle. Shit. They get that every day, all day. And what do you think they begin to miss? They begin
the
to
miss. The Raging Bull, that's the Six Flags, the Giant Drop, shit like that.
That's
real.
They missed that ride that was going high up and came down. And with that high up and down, that roller coaster of emotions that she felt when she was with that unattainable man. The one that said, you know what? Hey, if you want to go, go. If you're not happy with things, I'll see you later. Fuck, if you want to go, I'm not going to run behind your motherfucking ass. Leave if you want to. And, you know, I don't need you and all this. I'm gone with all this other bullshit, right? But every day when she looks at what she has, she appreciates the security. But there's something in her that feels like she's missing out. There's this thing that and this is where the drug comes in at.
Okay.
The great sex life is better than insecure. But it's the drug that is so great and powerful of the man, because with the drug comes memories. All right, let me give you an example. I'm going to show you how dope the game is. Check the peep game. You can tell me exactly what you were doing on September 11th, because it's edged in your memory. Because it was so impactful that you know, even today, you know everything you were doing when that happened, because it was so such an impactful moment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with a motherfucking man. Everything she does. Like I can give you all an example. I like I always say Easter. I can always tell my dogs Easter. Let me check. Hold on. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Let me see if I. All right, hold on, phone lines. I got everybody in the phone line. Hold on. Let me just finish this up. 773-212-507. I got you. Let me just finish this one thing up, and I got you guys. Gentlemen, all right. Let me give you an example. Let me give you impact. Let me show you how cold impact is. All right. I always tell guys the Easter game, and you don't know about it, but okay, you had a girlfriend doing Easter, right? Right?
Okay.
What did you do on Easter? You either went to church, you ate, and if you had a kid, you went Easter egg hunting outside in the lawn, right? Am I correct? I mean, just guessing.
Yeah, pretty much. No. That's about the ballpark. Go ahead.
Right. And that's what you're supposed to do. But now let me peep you one. Mm-hmm. But let me show you what we do. What we do, and I show you guys that we'll do this in April again, but we go to Party City. We go get handcuffs, blindfold, and rope. We go get it. We go to Walmart and get a basket and get that green shit. Put all that shit at the bottom of the green thing. We go type up nasty, freaky, dirty things to do to each other, put them in the Easter eggs, and put the Easter eggs all over our apartment and house and let her go Easter egg hunting. And whatever she opens up, we're going to do right then and there. See what I'm saying? It's impact.
Ooh.
So what do you think is going to happen either on Easter Sunday or that Monday after Easter? Who do you think is getting the phone call? who do you think? Who do you, right? Even
not
though
me, might, not me.
Even though she might go to her, exactly. Even though she might go to the church with her husband or boyfriend, and even though their little child or children, if she has one, might go Easter egg in the lawn and all the stuff. What do you think she's gonna be thinking about all Easter and like, oh my God, I what?
Nigga, she gonna be in church thinking about that shit. Fuck you talking about.
Like, I'm talking about
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Where
looking
you
at
get
the clock.
Oh, hey. Oh, I'm sorry. You called me. Or I'm just calling to check up and see how you're doing. What are you up to? Hey, it's been a long time since we talked. And it's the beautiful thing. I got to grab these other calls, caller, real quick. The beautiful thing is this.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say is that no matter how long you stop talking to them, as soon as you get back in touch with that man, it's like he's never left. It's like you never missed a beat. And that's how deep the game is.
That's some strong shit.
Damn. All right, brother.
Hey,
let me.
I know you got to get these other calls, but I want to say this. So tomorrow, my first day at SWU. You feel me? So, you know, in my mind, I'm gonna graduate, and after that, I'm coming for your shit, and then I'm going.
Come on.
I'll holler at you.
Come on over. Okay. Well, I'll tell you back in 773. I got to grab these other calls real quick. Let me go ahead and grab these calls and let me bring them in. But thank you, 773. Please call back if you have a question. 786, I got you, 212, then 517. 786, sir, what is your question? How can I help you, sir? Sorry for the wait.
Hello, how you doing?
What's your question, brother? What's up?
Okay, I have a question. But one of my questions is this. I got a baby mama, right? You listening?
I'm listening to you, sir. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead, brother.
I got a baby mama. All right. I got a baby mama. Oh, no. I got a baby mama, and the thing is, she wants me to marry her.
Speak up.
All right. She wants me to marry her, right? And because I didn't want to marry her, she started flipping out and shit. And I told her, nah, man. I told her from the jump that I don't want to marry nobody. But me and her got two kids already and shit like that. So she ended up becoming disrespectful, and I left her hanging. I told her I don't talk to her no more.
Okay, what's your question?
And so now... My question is this though: Should I continue putting that game on her, or just let her be?
But what game?
The game that you're talking about right now.
You ain't got no.
I see.
Wait, stop. First off, if you fuck with me, you would know you don't knock some motherfucking woman up. But I'm glad you have kids. That's strike one. Strike two is the fact that you didn't let her know what the deal was. I'm not going to marry you. And if you're looking for marriage, take your ass on. You wasn't man enough to do that. Strike two. Strike three is, what are you talking about? She's tripping out on you now? You're allowing all this shit to happen, brother.
Yeah.
You're allowing all this. So you ain't got game. You ain't got, you getting ran. What you need to focus is on your kids right now. Because what you guys, you know, guys, oh my God, man. All right, you in the bathroom, man. Let me put you back in. That's the problem with y'all guys. Y'all don't have game. And y'all get with these women. Men tell women where they at. This is where your role is. And if you, listen, this is your role. You can take it or not. And I'm gone. All right, 212 and 517. 212, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
How you doing, Steve? What's going on, man?
I'm sorry for the wait, brother. What's going on?
No. It's cool. I'm really just getting in, so I'm catching up. But I did watch the first three episodes of Sex Lies, and it's really a good show. I guess I'll wait for my questions for that with you and Coach EO tomorrow.
Okay.
Because there is a couple of questions that I want to ask, but I would love to get it from both of y'all perspectives.
Okay.
So I'm gonna save my questions from the first three episodes, and hopefully by then I'll probably watch two more.
Okay.
But I guess pretty much coming into what I'm listening to, you, when it comes down to the, just the whole logistics of it all, if a woman can't control you, she don't need you no more, correct? Because you were just talking about putting like all of these different guys together to make her ideal man. But well, once she gets that, she's no longer attracted to that because women, she had to make you.
All right, but think about this for a second, brother. Women hate themselves, right? Very insecure. They don't like what they see in the mirror, right? But what they do is they build what they think a man is in their mind. So they build, they try to build themselves. They build someone that they want to love, but they can't really love that person because they really don't love themselves. So they don't really love that guy because she had to build him. See, there's no respect in there because she has to build. Like, he's a grown man getting in trouble. He's a grown man having to sleep on the couch. He's a grown man having to tippy-toe around his house. That's where the disrespect comes in at. But the balance is the security that he brings. He brings security, nice car. He's a straight and laced guy. She'll never have to worry about him cheating. She'll never have to worry about other women. He's a good guy, good, clean, wholesome guy. And I'm doing the shucks right there. Just a great guy. But that's the problem.
So pretty much like a car. Once she reached that high mileage, she's about 150,000 miles. She figures, I got to find an owner that's going to keep me and maintain what's left in life for her.
No, it doesn't matter your mileage. Your mileage can be low, medium, or high. It's not the mileage. It's the game that she runs because a lot of guys don't believe themselves. So she clean, like I say, she can clean herself up. She can clean herself up.
Okay.
I mean, even porn stars have boyfriends and husbands. That's not as crazy as it sounds. Even listen. You even see if you even know like Garoppolo. Are you in football? You watch football?
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy G. Start. Well, I don't know if he's gonna be starting this year, but when he was starting quarterback for the 49ers, had a big contract, could get any woman he wanted, and who the fuck was he dating for a little while? A porn star. So what I'm saying to you is this. She can have – the mileage doesn't matter, brother. See, they know what – that's just to give you a scenario. There are a lot of guys, athletes, musicians, you name them, they date and fuck with porn stars. They do. They just I'm not going to call Kim Kardashian a porn star or Jennifer Lopez, but look at Hollywood. Think about Hollywood. Hollywood is just passing each other around to each other, right? Right? Just passing it around. But they still date, and some marry, and some live with each other. It's just, see, over in those pill places, they always talk about all that shit doesn't matter because it's up to the guy. Because some guys are enamored with porn stars. I don't know why. That's not my thing. But I say, Jimmy Garoppolo, who could have any woman he wants because he's one of those guys that can have a woman, he decided to date a porn star. I don't know why, but he did, right? So, go ahead. I'll put your question. Go ahead, brother.
No. I was just kind of listening, building off of what you were saying. So pretty much these women are living in a fairy tale where what they think they want is that ideal guy. And once they get him, then they go back to the realization of the Mickey Mouse thing where they want the bad guy.
Every woman – okay, the worst thing women want, and I tell women all the time, is you don't want a single guy. You just – you don't want a – you see, women want a guy that doesn't have women. But then when they get with the guy, they eventually find out why he doesn't have women. Because there's no thrill. There's no excitement. There's nothing going on except he's a good guy. I don't have to worry about him. He's straight-laced. When I'm upset, he tries to make me feel better, even though when I fuck up and I know I'm wrong, he apologizes for it. You see what I'm saying? He wants to make it right. When he's in trouble, happy wife, happy life, don't make mom mad type bullshit. So knowing when I'm upset, I'll throw him a pillow. Like Eddie Murphy, remember that Coming to America bullshit? That feminine-ass movie where he's the king of Zamunda, wherever the fuck he is. He the king. Mm-hmm. Yet she throws a pillow at his ass, and he got to sleep on the couch. And his kink? Are you fucking serious? But see, that's what I'm saying. they don't respect that. They want that shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what they need is the man that gives them that sense of what they were when they were entering college. When they got out of high school, they want that thrill where they can party and have a good time. And the guy, fuck her in the car, fuck her in the alleyway, fuck her here, fuck her. Just find all verses.
Well, honey, it's Tuesday, and you think we can have relations?
Right.
I mean, I'm saying that. That's what, but see, not only that, some women get disgusted with these guys. They don't even want to fuck them. They get so frustrated. You see what I'm saying?
So is that what you're talking about? The sexual tension? Is that sexual tension what you're talking about? What you just described?
No, the sexual tension.
Taking her out, the thrill.
Well, no, it's not even a thrill. It's when they first, it's her saying that, let me go to my library and try to pull up who this guy is. Wait, why can't I figure him out? I mean, look at him. Why is he so fucking arrogant? So cocky, so confident in himself. Who the fuck does he think he is? Such an asshole, fucking jerk. Who the fuck does he think he is? God's gift to women. That's where the tension builds. Versus, oh, he's so sweet. Oh, you're so kind. You're so thoughtful and understanding and caring. And, oh, my God, you make me feel like I'm on top of the world type bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I get it.
Yes. So what I'm saying is, I got to grab the other call, but what I'm saying is that these women don't know. They've never really met a man. You ever watch Snowfall? Have you ever seen the TV show Snowfall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Remember that good girl that was going to school and shit, the next door neighbor chick, remember? Remember she's a good girl?
Mm-hmm.
And shit? What happened when she hit that pipe for the first time? You remember she hit that pipe? Remember,
360.
Remember the first time she hit that pipe.
Yeah, 360.
Right. That's what men do to women. See, most women have never really actually ran into a man all their life. Now, don't get me wrong. They see him on TV. They read about him in those fucking romantic books and shit like that. But they've never actually really, even the 50 Shades of Grey, they really never actually met somebody to give them that hit that chick took on Snowfall. So you know what I'm talking about. When they run into a man, that's the hit. That's the hit right there. And the hit is so strong, she got to keep going back to the hit because the feelings are attached to the hit. And that's what they don't teach these guys. They go back to how they make the feeling is so, it's like a drug. The feeling is so great. They got to keep going back because the feeling, it's just when they think the feeling can stop, it keeps going. Or it goes in a different direction. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me grab this other call, but thank you for the call, man. Okay.
No,
and,
thank you. Thank you for the wisdom as always.
I appreciate it, man. We'll throw you back in, brother. Thank you very much.
All right.
I was 212. Wait, did I think? All right. That was 786. Okay. 517. Sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question?
Yeah. What's up, Dean? It's Cameo.
What's going on, Cameo? How can I help you?
I've been talking to several women over the last couple weeks, three or four that I met, but one today, I just met her today, and she seemed cool, but I was reading her, and she basically tried to exchange sex for money.
Okay, what did she say? Tell me what did she say?
Well, she was like, she was coming off like she was interested in me and whatever, but she was saying that if we got down, that she would have to have some money in this change. And
I
told her was...
Okay, wait, before we get to that, okay, I'm looking at the end domino. Now show me or tell me how Cameo approached this woman. How did you approach this woman?
She approached me. She approached me.
What did she say when she approached you? What did you do?
She asked me for a cigarette.
All right, she asked you for a cigarette. And then what did you say when you gave her a cigarette?
I gave her a cigarette and I just started a conversation with her.
About what? About what?
Just regular stuff. Her, about me.
Right, but regular stuff that showed her that you're a mark. If she asked you for a cigarette, okay? I'm going to give you the cigarette, but what do I get out of this? Are you taking me out to dinner? What are you doing for me to get this cigarette? Let me know. What are you giving me if I give you this cigarette? Not you, Cameo, but I'm saying that's the first thing I'm saying. What do I get out of giving you my cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
sense? Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, but see, what you guys don't understand, remember, women know game. And the fact that she asked for a cigarette, she was waiting to see how you're going to respond. You were kind of surprised that you were thrown off, that a woman came up to you, approached you, asked you for a cigarette. Now you're like, Cameo, what do I do? Okay, let me play it safe. Let me play it safe. Let me have a general conversation with her and talk about a bunch of nothing that has nothing to do with her face in the pillow or ass up in the air. But let me try to be safe. And in being safe, she realized that, you know what? She saw thirst in that safety. Where did it come up where she offered you sex for money? How did that conversation come up?
It just came up. She brought it up. We was talking, and because I was on my way for an appointment, and she happened to be going the same place. And we just started talking like that.
I didn't ask you that. What was it? What led her to offer sex for money, sir?
It just came up in conversation.
Tell me what did you say, and then what did she say afterwards when she brought up sex? What there had to be something you said or did to make her bring up sex.
Actually, I was just standing on my position. I wasn't making it about sex. I was just making it about seeing where she was coming from and seeing where her character was. And it just came up, and she was like, I look forward to having sex with you. And I was like, okay, we'll get down.
Wait, when she said, I look forward to having sex, what did you do?
What did I do? I just entertained her thought.
But how? How'd you entertain her thought? How'd you entertain her thought?
By saying it's a possibility. But she was saying, said that.
Okay, you said it's a possibility, and then that's when she brought up money?
She brought up money once I confirmed that I was interested in the possibility of sex.
So how did you confirm that you were cool with the possibility of having sex? How did you confirm that?
I basically just said, okay, cool. I mean, it was a conversation, and I don't remember everything word for word.
This is what I'm saying. If you don't remember your conversation, this is why I keep telling you guys, if you don't remember your conversation with the woman, how is she going to remember you, number one? But what I'm saying is, because you didn't lead her, you let her dictate everything. Why? Okay, here's my question. How long were you with this woman before y'all start talking about sex?
Maybe about an hour.
Come on, dude.
About an hour or two.
You're a mark, man. She saw you as you're a mark. You're a gump in her eyes. You think a man's going to hang out with a woman for a fucking hour just to talk about a bunch of frivolous?
But that's the thing. That's the thing, Dean. I was on my way somewhere.
Somewhere? You went to that somewhere together?
Yeah, because she had to go to the same place.
Did you drive her, or did y'all both ride the bus together?
We both rode the bus.
Come on, dude. So you're on a bus with this chick. Why, man? Why? What was your talking to this woman, man?
Huh?
What was your purpose of talking to this woman? 248, I'll bring you in 1 second. What was your purpose?
My purpose for talking to her was to add a woman to my roster.
You don't have, dude, come on, stop that. Because if you had a roster, you wouldn't have put a, okay, when she asked you, when she said money for sex, what did you, if you have a roster, we're going to see if you have a roster. When she told you money for sex, what did you say?
I said that I wasn't interested in exchanging money for sex. I'm not going to give her money for sex. If I give her anything, it's going to be from what she deserves.
And what did she say?
She acted like it was cool. She was like, okay. She acted like she was cool with that.
So what is your question, brother? What's your question?
I just want to get your insight because I felt like it was some kind of test. And I felt like I had too much to bring to the...
Did you exchange numbers with her?
Yep.
You have her number right now.
Yep.
Tell her to come over and suck your dick right now. Call her right now. Tell her to come suck your dick.
All right, hold on.
If you have a roster, it should be easy to call her and say, hey, you know what? It's your old boy from the bus. I know he's talking. I remember you offering money, but I didn't want to take no money. But you know what? Why don't you come over here and let's go ahead and fuck. Go ahead and call her real quick. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
All right, 248, I got you next. We got 20 seconds on the block right now. And I'll answer this. I'll answer your question, AC. 20 seconds. Ten. All right, he's full of shit. Next one. Air code 248. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Okay, what's up, Steve the Dean, man? You know, shout out to you and the whole panel and the chat line. So my question is, for the past 2 to 3 weeks, I have been giving out my business cards to females and everything, at least 15 to 20 females. Now, none of them have called me, okay? I would give my card out to them at the gym, gas stations, at the store, grocery stores, or whatever, whatever. Now, I would approach them and, you know, let them know, say, hey, excuse me, my name is Brian. You know, I'm coming to you and introducing myself to you, you know, let you know that, you know, I'm going to tell them because I find you attractive or sexy or whatever I'll say. And then I'll wait for them to pause. They may laugh or say, you know, at that point they may say, you know, I have a boyfriend or whatever, whatever. And so I'm just trying to understand, like, is this something that I might be doing wrong in regards to giving them my business cards? Because a lot of them have, you know, they would take, give me their number and call me right then and there. You know, I would say, hey, I'm really trying to, make. What was that?
Okay, they gave you a number or called you. What did you do then?
So, I would give them my card, my business card. I
you
haven't
said
gotten
they
any calls
right then and there. Then what did you do?
So I would end up video chatting with them or talking to them on the phone, and then end up meeting with them. You know.
What's your question? I understand. Okay, what's your question? What's your question, big dog? What's up?
My question is, I want to know if I'm doing something wrong by continuously approaching these women and giving out my business card. I'm not getting hardly any responses back from me giving out my business card.
Did you say when you gave your card out, they called you back?
A couple of them have called me back, and I have linked up with them and met up with them, you know, at the park or whatever.
Well, then how you say you're not getting any responses?
Well, the responses that I want to get is I want to end up smashing them. I want to end up fucking them, and that never happens.
Okay. Well, it's not going to happen because you're thirsty as fuck. You're not going to fuck with thirsty. You're just thirsty and creepy, dog. That's all. You're just thirsty. So it's not going to happen for you because they can tell thirsty and weird versus a man that ain't thirsty.
So what do you recommend at this
point? Well, if you think about the way you approached her, you how many, count to five real quick. I had to do this with a client today. Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Did you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Or did you go 1, 2, 3, 4? Right. So when you just told us your approach, all you was doing was you didn't know how to do the approach right. You're throwing shit up on the wall. You don't know what you're doing. You're just throwing shit up on the wall. You're practicing, and that's showing the lack of experience that you have with these women.
So what do you recommend at this point so I can get better and be more successful?
Get at me. We'll set you up with some coaching or something because you need help. It's not just a one-word answer. Because I can tell that you don't have any confidence in yourself, man. I can tell that you don't know how to talk to women. You don't know how to communicate with them.
Okay.
So yeah, just get back at me. Send me, get at me, the man mindset. Send me a number, and we'll set you up with some stuff. We'll coach you. Okay.
Cool. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
I want you, man. Good luck with you. All right, guys. We got 8 minutes before the lines are down, but let's let me go ahead and answer this question. I'm sorry, my man. Who the fuck is your man? I ain't your motherfucking man. This girl, she flirts with me hard. She'll follow me around. She'll stalk me at parties. I just found out that she got into a relationship. Are you serious? Is this a question? Is this really a question? Andre, listen to me, brother. Listen. And I say this with love, my man. Big dog, the problem here is that you got to learn how to grow a pair of balls, man. You have a woman that flirts with you and you don't know what to do. Inexperience. She follows you around and you don't know what to do because you're scared of pussy or your lack of inexperience. You don't know what to do. And you found out she got in a relationship. Why the fuck do you care if she got in a relationship? What's going on here is what's happening to the majority of you guys that don't have game because y'all scared of women, man. See, a lot of y'all have the fear of success. A lot of y'all have the fear of failure. This is a classic case of fear of success because everything lined up. This person's throwing a pussy your way, and you don't know what to do with pussy because you never got it. So your problem is you need coaching, man. You need help. You need help, big dog. You need help. You need help. You just need help, man. I'm sorry, I got to check for the questions. When you run into a woman you've been trying to get at and she looks sad, depressed, what's the best way to handle it? Jay, wait, whoa, Jay. Let me tell you about this woman. This fine woman that I was trying to get at, right? And we were in two different companies but in the same building. And I knew she was digging me and I was digging her and shit. So Jay, one day I rolled up on her and I told her, you know what, hey, you know what? Why don't we go out sometime so I get to know you in a more intimate way? And she said, I can't. And Jay, you know what I said? I don't ask twice and I walked the fuck off. Now, 3 months later, she came back, but she came back because she knew I was standing on my principle. You don't have any principles. What do you mean run into a woman you've been trying to get at? What the fuck is this trying shit? You do it one time. If she's not down, you leave a candle in the window and let her ass go. Why do y'all, guys, y'all got to understand in this game, y'all got to stop giving a fuck. Why do y'all care? Listen, if I'm trying to get at you and you ain't down, then I don't give a fuck. If you happy, sad, or distraught, it's none of my business anymore. I just threw you back in the water. You're wasting my time. So why? Why? See, listen, Jay, don't listen. Don't take her emotional stress as a way to get in at her. Because let me tell you how that shit is going to backfire. See, if you, because you have no game and you thirsty because you keep going trying, that means you're doing it more than one time. And you talk to her in her distraught time and you make her feel good, you have just become her gay or her brother. When you over there, well, what's wrong? Well, talk to me. Here's my shoulder. Tell me what's wrong. What's the problem? Why are you so sad? The fuck are you doing that shit for, man? No. We don't do that, Jay. We don't try to get women. We put our bid in. If she's not down, I'm gone. Guys, I always tell you, if you can show a woman that you don't need her, it does something to her because you separate yourself. Guys, so many times I've told you so many times I used to go to clubs and bars and going out. So many times I would get turned down by a woman. And as soon as she turns me down, I just talk to the next one. And then she gets mad at me. I thought you liked me. Wait, you turned me down. I moved on. You got to say no. You got to learn how to move on. That's the thing that's going to put you in the ballpark that we're trying to get you guys into, man. Don't do this stuff. Don't run behind her. Don't ask her questions about how she's feeling and all that other stuff. That's none of your business, nor is it your concern, man. Don't worry about these women. Charge it to the game. Guys, you should be talking to so many motherfucking women that you forget about these women. She should not, but again, we're going to get back to the show we're talking about the drug, but what I'm saying to you guys, to get back to the drug, let's get back to some of this drug talk I'm talking about, is that this is what I'm saying to you, Jay. Jay, if you had awkward conversations with her and begin to build up sexual chemistry and sexual tension with her, where she started to have that teenage feeling of butterflies and that feeling of, oh, man, this is a roller coaster ride versus a merry-go-round. If you put yourself in a position where she began to daydream about you, even when you're not around. See, the daydream connects with the way you could. Think about this. When a woman daydreams about you and you give her access to your voice or your likeness on video, what do you think she's pressing all day? She's just adding more dopamine of your drug to her every time she presses play. But the problem is that you've been trying to get at. Now, here's the thing. Now, wait, let me say this for you, Jay, because I'm not sure, though. I don't think you even talk to the woman. And I think what you mean is trying to get at is you're beating around the motherfucking bush. You're trying to sidebar your way into the pussy by either being a friend, hanging around or walking on eggshells, or you're waiting for the sun, the moon, and the stars to line up where she sees you as that guy. You cannot give her the drug of you playing fucking Switzerland or some shit like that, or France. Come on, guys. Y'all got a question, put a queue in. Let me see the clock. You have 40 seconds to call in. I will reset the clock because I want to talk to y'all about this. This is very important. I got a lot to talk about and discuss with you guys. If y'all have any questions, put a queue in there. I got you guys covered. But these are things that y'all got to think about, man, that nobody else is teaching y'all and getting y'all to see when it comes to the game. All this stuff is important, man. All this stuff is important, man. Yeah, hey, I agree with you, Beyond. They don't want to hear about your problems. Yeah, hey, Beyond, I agree. I agree with you, sir. I agree with you. But there's no such thing as I'm trying to get at a woman, okay? There's no such thing like that, and that's what I'm saying to you guys. There's no such thing. But, gentlemen, if you just follow what I'm showing you, let's go back to the formula for a second. Now, remember, this is just one of a million formulas that you can have, but every formula that you see is based off of emotions. Okay, smiling, blushing, her thinking about you, and her missing you. These are all emotions. And these are things that you got to hit her when you're meeting her, when you're on the phone. It's got to carry over. It's got to carry over. And all I'm showing you is these dots plus these lines. Guys, you can mix and match. You can take two smiles and a blush, add a smooth to that. You can take a blush and a thank and add anticipation and love. You can create, gentlemen, and this is what people don't tell you. You can create yak yourself. You don't have to look at a catchphrase or a pickup line when you start to learn yourself, gentlemen. And that's what we're trying to teach you in this program is learning yourself, okay? Hold on, let me see what you're saying, Jay. By trying, I meant talking the game. No, listen, brother, listen, brother, listen to me. Hey, thank you, 95, for the super chat again. Listen to me, man, listen to me. There's no such thing as slow in the game, brother. And this is your problem, Jay. You're becoming stalkerish, man. Why are you around someone that you're at work with and going to Jay, leave that woman alone. Leave that woman alone, Jay. Leave her alone. You're taking it way beyond shit. Leave her alone, man. Cause you being at work, hanging out with her and being at church with the same. No, man. Leave her alone, brother. Leave her alone, brother. Leave her alone. Because there ain't no slow. See, this is where y'all go wrong. There ain't no slow in the game, man. Bud tells you a million times, you should be going 100 miles an hour downhill. No lights, no brakes in the fog. That's how you should be going. There is no slow in the game, man. There is none, man. That's what I'm saying to you guys. Mr. Gonzalez, send me an email. We'll talk about that. But what I'm saying to you is this. You can't take the game slow. We don't operate on slow. That's what the humans do. We are originals. We don't operate. Guys, we are originals. We don't operate in slow. We don't take our take our time. Why the fuck would I do that when I know who I am? I know my value. I know my worth. I know what I bring to the table. Why on motherfucking earth would I do a disservice to myself and see something I like and wait for it? And the analogy, brother, what you're doing here is you're the lion that captures the zebra and his carcass is on the middle of the Serengeti. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go away for a month and I know that zebra is going to be right where I left it because I'm going to take my time to eat it. I don't have to eat it right now. I'll eat it in about a month because I know it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be right where I left it. Man, you can't think that way, man. You can't think that way. And that's why a lot of y'all guys lose with women. Because women don't want slow. They marry slow. They date slow. But God damn it, do they not fantasize about fast? Do they not fantasize about the roller coaster ride? I'm telling you right now, they will date you, but they're not going to be attracted to you. You're just a in-between guy, man. Don't do that slow shit, man. The game is not slow. You go after what you want right then and there. You put all your cards on the table and you move. That's how the game works. Jay, I feel like kicking you out of this group, but I'm going to shut up and leave you alone. Let me get back to the show. 212, call back because I'm going to hang up and reset the lines, okay? Just call back 212. I'm going to reset the lines and keep the lines open real quick because I'm going to go for another hour because I got to break this down.